Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live here at the scene of the Global Crime Mafia meeting 2012, Bilderberg 2012. We are here to let the criminals know that we are identifying them and identifying their globalist takeover and their open announcement that the UN and NATO run our military and our Congress is vestigial. We are here to let them know that their world government has been identified and they thought they'd implode the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead, it's going to bring them down. The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to tyranny is liberty. The answer to tyranny is resistance. And you are the resistance. You are the answer to tyranny. Daniel Lestelin is coming up on my radio show in a minute. I'm going to go over there. You guys keep protesting. I'm going to interview him with some breaking intel. We just got the list. It's up at Infowars.com. If any of you want to check it out, listening on the radio or anywhere else. And we are going to continue as more people arrive. Most people are coming tomorrow and over the weekend because they're debt slaves like all of us to these systems. We are here, and this is historic. Paul Watson, give us your take on this.
It's historic, Alex, and it's just amazing the amount of people that are there. It's Occupy Bilderberg, of course. We've got kind of the left and right combining for this one. And it's set to be the biggest protest against Bilderberg ever. And just in anticipation of that, I was referencing earlier these new We Are Change videos, which are up on PrisonPlanet.com. And in these videos, Luke confronts both Tony Blair and Lawrence O'Donnell, the MSNBC host. With Blair, he went to Bilderberg in 1993, of course, went on to become British Prime Minister in 97, just as Bill Clinton attended Bilderberg, went on to become president before him. And Blair actually lied before Parliament and said that he never attended Bilderberg. And yet in this confrontation, which is on PrisonPlanet.com by We Are Change, Blair openly admits he did attend Bilderberg. So in that one confrontation, he admits he actually lied to Parliament back when he was asked about it. We're bringing Alex up now, Alex Jones.
Lies, 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 lies! A bunch of liars! And we're identifying them and they can't stand it. I want to salute everybody that's out here today! Folks, I'm going to go to the radio show for a while. I'll be back. Daniel Lestelin's coming up. You folks are awesome. This is history-making. What's happening? And it was about 100 degrees out here last year. I'm loving this weather compared to or 4 years ago. Doesn't it seem like yesterday for those that were out here 4 years ago?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I salute you. All right, Watson, take us out to break.
I met you last time.
Okay, we're going to go back to Alex shortly where he's going to interview Daniel Lestelin, of course, author of the true story of the Bilderberg Group, to get an insight into more of Bilderberg's 2012 agenda, because we've got the press release on Bilderberg's official website. Of course, we know a couple of years ago they were forced to sell their official website after pretending they didn't exist for decades. And it's the usual vague reference to what they're discussing, no detail whatsoever. And they're talking about the political, economic, and societal issues like transatlantic relations again. That could be anything. It's so vague. They do mention they're discussing cybersecurity, as was the case last year in Switzerland, austerity growth in developed economies. We're going to cover it all with author Daniel Lestelin and Alex Jones on the other side of the break. You can watch the Ustream live at Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
Hello.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less, guaranteed.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the ground right outside the Brooksville's Marriott, where the Bilderberg Group is now set to meet for its third time in the last 2 decades. And there is already a crowd of about 200 people out here, even though the real demonstrations don't start till tonight. Most people can't get here until, obviously, Friday and Saturday. I'm going to be here right through the itinerary and the list. The new Bilderberg List 2012 is up at Infowars.com. Now, for the next 30 minutes, joining us from Europe is the best-selling author of Club Bilderberg, and he's got a great sources inside Bilderberg. We've now gotten some sources as well, not just on the hotel staff, but close to Bilderberg. And Jim Tucker gave us a big data download I'm going to give you next hour. But Daniel Estelin is working on a lot of new stuff right now, and he joins us. So fantastic to be able to get him on, a very busy guy. And again, Paul Watson is from England. He's sitting in the wings in case I have any technical problems. And I'm here on the ground with Aaron Dykes, of course, Rob Jacobson, Richard Reeves, and others. I just want to salute all the great folks that are out here. It's amazing to see the light of liberty in all their eyes. Daniel Estelin, wonderful to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, brother. How you doing, man?
I am good, Daniel. Please tell us, I talked to you yesterday, you say you've got some amazing intel on Bilderberg from your source. What's happening in the world of Bilderberg from your perspective?
Well, I think without wasting too much time, we can go into this morning's discussion, Alex, if you want. We can start with that, and then we can maybe talk a little bit about what they're planning to do over the next couple of days. Now, one of the key conclusions from this morning is that the United States wants the dollar to fall in value against the Chinese yuan. Now, obviously, this is not a great piece of news. A lot who've been into this. We've known about this for a long time. But it's interesting, the actual discussion itself and the development of how these people have this meeting about 125 individuals who have a lot of power amongst them and between them, how they actually went about talking about this whole idea of destroying the value of the United States dollar against the Chinese yuan. Now, naturally, Washington won't be able to publicly say that. So what they do the next best thing. They make it politically feasible to blame China for all the problems that have beset the United States. Now, Washington shifts the blame to China, when in reality, what Washington wants is, again, according to what these people talked about, a devalued dollar, number two, the inflation a devalued dollar will cause, and number three, obviously, you can inflate away its debt and obligation. Thing is, the people are the guinea pigs in all of this, especially the American people. Your wealth, our wealth, is at risk. The purchasing power of the United States dollar is obviously being sacrificed at the expense of everything that we've talked about right now. And now, Bilderberg is concerned with yet another Lehman-type mega shock. That's something else that these people talked about this morning. Without concluding, they'll be talking about more about this afternoon. Now, one of the key discussions from this morning, again, dealt with the very real possibility of bank runs, the final nail in the coffin of any modern economy. Now, remember, last year, Alex, we witnessed a very similar contagion when investors stampeded from the bonds of the weakest European countries. Now, we've talked about this a couple of years ago. If you remember, about 2.5 years ago, we said this was going to happen, and of course, it's happening right now. And much like today, the first to be attacked was Greece, and it will be again, the weakest link in the chain. Then comes Spain, then comes Portugal, and then comes Italy and France. Although Italy is a very interesting case scenario. A lot of people will talk about Italy going down. But again, according to my sources within the group, Italy will never go down because it has this funny little institution called the Vatican, which of course will sustain the entire system of Italy in place.
Okay, Daniel, let me go through this. Again, some of them did arrive last night. There's some that are now more arriving here in the next few hours. Some of their jets are coming in now here in Virginia. But specifically from my sources, they had wanted to implode the economy, but not quick enough to wake people up. Give me your inside take on that. And are things getting out of control for them, or is this implosion just part of their takeover? You know, in my film Endgame, six years ago, we talked to you.
Alex, it's, you know, first of all, the discussion is, you know, is the Bilderberg meeting is up and running. It started this morning. Some people obviously are coming, such as the case of some of the participants from overseas. But again, the meeting it starts on Thursday, it ends on Saturday midday, then of course they go for their boat ride or golf game. But the point is, the meeting does start this morning. It did start at about 8:30 this morning. And again, the key point, which was discussed this morning, is the destruction of the United States dollar. And obviously, the whole thing about what's coming up is, as one Bilderberger said this morning, and I quote, Europe and the United States are now on a collision course with a second Lehman-type mega shock. And the key questions asked this morning, is this worse than 2008? So obviously, for people who are not there at the meeting yet, because they haven't quite arrived due to their personal commitments, are certainly missing on some very interesting information. And if you remember, again, in 2008, just to fill in the people very quickly, it was strictly individual financial institutions that were on the edge of collapse. Today, the entire nations are on the brink. The banking system is on the brink. Spain is on the brink. Every Spanish bank, basically, is a junk quality.
And you and others said that they were planning this to take control and offer their bank of the world. I know Van Rompuy is set to speak, one of the heads of the EU, on having a global bank as the solution to the crisis they created. But my question simply is, are they losing control, or are things going according to plan? Because from some of my sources...
It's a very good question. It's a very difficult question to answer. You see, we can talk about whether they're losing control by how much. You see, the whole bailout is a giant trap. Now, under the guise of saving the economy, what they have done is they've transferred huge amounts of debt from the private hands, from the banks and other powerful interests to the government. But because the economies continue to collapse through this entire period, now this debt is absolutely unpayable. There's no way that this debt can ever be paid. So the effect of this is to bankrupt the government. And we can see that in Greece. We're seeing it right now in Spain. I live in Spain, and it's Greek tragedy we're seeing around us. People losing everything that they've ever earned in the last 40, 50 years of hard work. Now, the real proof purpose of the bailout, of course, is to finish the destruction of the government that this Inter-Alpha process began. And, of course, Inter-Alpha came in right after the Bretton Woods Agreement was destroyed in 1971. It's a collection of banks led by some of the biggest banks, such as Banco Santander in Spain, who control about 70% of world's money. And the whole point, again, as you can see it in Europe, for example, all the negotiations trying to save the debt, and that, again, some of the things they'll be talking about over the next day and a half or so, and one nation after another is falling to corporatist dictatorship. And that's the real issue here, Alex. You're watching the nations of the world being destroyed and being replaced by fascist dictatorship, something that you've often talked about over the past few years, using the same terminology I'm using right now, and again, I'm quoting...
Sure, they're putting the technocrats in.
...dictatorship, an international, global, fascist, or imperial dictatorship.
Fascist technocrats. Now, Brzezinski has said that people are waking up and they're scared. Do you agree that that's really what the elite is saying? What do you think the Bilderberg is saying about unprecedented coverage, thanks to your work and so many others' work in Europe and now the U.S., the electronic Berlin Wall falling? What's your take on that, Daniel?
You know, on one hand, it's great that we're getting so much attention, especially with people such as yourself in the States working the net, working the crowds. But on the other hand, again, there's just simply not enough people, especially when you compare it to, you know, such popular events as, I don't know, a Lady Gaga concert or a football championship, you know, a Super Bowl. I mean, it would be great if we could get 500,000 people to come out and stand in front of the hotel and actually say no to this thing, but we don't have that. I don't know how many thousands of activists...
Well, they beat up protesters they beat up protesters for 30 years to create a chilling effect and intimidate them at G20.
You know, I absolutely understand, but again, the price of freedom, someone has to pay it. You are doing it in Europe. I am in the States. I'm doing it in Europe. There's Jim Tucker. There's a lot of people out there doing what they're supposed to, but unfortunately, again,
sure,
I really wish that there were more of us doing out there, more people coming out, because, again...
I agree with you. Daniel Estelin, what else is... Daniel, give us your website. Tell us the latest stuff you're working on. What else are you getting from the Bilderberg 2012? What else is on their agenda?
My website is www.danielschulin.com. We're actually in the midst right now. We're working on a Bilderberg documentary film. It's about $500,000 production. It's being put together by a young and brave Spanish production company called Proindus Film. You know, if you remember way back when, we had a Hollywood deal with Halcyon Group who put out the Terminator Salvation. They felt that they wanted nothing to do with the Bilderberg film whatsoever due to the outside pressure. You know, my book was first released in Spain. We had a report from the key law firm in Spain. Basically, they said 90% of the book is...
And by the way, Daniel, you're not just saying that. I looked into the Halcyon court cases where the outside Bilderberg-connected group came in and imploded it, even though it was profitable, Terminator Salvation, and took
it
over.
Think how much money they made from the Terminator Salvation. They went under because they simply didn't want this film to be made. It was a $120 million Hollywood mega production, a Bilderberg movie. Now we have this production company in Spain who put out $500,000 to actually make this film out of their own private funds. This documentary is being made as we speak. We have some amazing people. We've got Linda LaRouche. We've got a lot of people from the LaRouche group. We have a lot of people such as Catherine Austin Fitz, the subsecretary of housing with the Bush father. We have my publisher, Chris Milligan. We have you as well. So we have a lot of great people for this documentary, as you well know, because you're a documentary maker. This kind of stuff is going to be put out worldwide in English. We're looking at an estimated audience of about 20 million people.
Well, I want to have you back on when that happens, but in the time we've got, Daniel, unless you can stay longer than 30, I know you got to go in about 10, 15 minutes. That brings us to the fact that the alternative media is starting to scare the globalists, and they're openly moving towards censorship, calling for internet IDs. Bilderberg wants that. What do they plan to do with free speech? They're getting re-education camps in the U.S. All this stuff's being set up. It seems like they want 30,000 drones over America. It seems like Bilderberg's hitting the panic button, or what's happening?
Well, you know, I think it's actually much simpler than that. I think all you need to do is dumb down the people. They've done that a long time ago, and again, what they've been able to do, unfortunately for us,
they've convinced
the masses that what you see on television, what you see on the front page of the New York Times, Washington Post, or what Dan Rather has to spat out tonight, this has to be the truth, and everything else has to be a conspiracy theory. Of course, Bilderberg is not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy theory reality, and basically what they say, what Alex Jones is saying is that, and what Daniel Estulin is saying, telling you the truth. Why is it on the front page of the New York Times? Why is it not in New York, in the Washington Post? Why do you not get coverage in the CNN? They don't.
Sure, Daniel, we got to go to break. Stay there. More from Daniel Esselin is Inside Bilderberg Sources straight ahead. I'm live from Bilderberg 2012. Stay with us.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, folks, Alex Jones coming to you here live from Bilderberg 2012. You're watching at Infowars.com. We have live video feeds thanks to my tireless crew, Aaron Dykes and others. Daniel Esselin's going to stay with us till 45 after. Paul Watson's riding shotgun with us, and he will ride shotgun. I'm drafting him into the third hour with Rob Dew, who's going to be in studio from Studio B. It is. We have two studios now, Studio A and B. But you can get a shot down. There's about 200 people out here, folks out here playing music for us. It's really fun. And the globalists have already been arriving early this morning and more now. Oh, sure.
sure, I'll sign your thing. We're going back to Daniel Lesterman because I'm live on the radio. You bet, buddy. Daniel, continuing, what else should we know that's important right now from your Bilderberg sources?
Well, again, these are the things that we'll be talking about, obviously, over the next couple of days. But you have to look at this wide world buying of sovereign debt. It's happening in Spain. It's happening in Greece and Portugal and in all countries of Europe. And the banks are buying it because the idea is to bankrupt nations. It's not the other way around. The idea is not what we're hearing from governments. It's just a way to actually get fresh money into the system. Again, the banks are buying sovereign debt because what they're doing is they're bankrupting nations. The idea is to destroy nation states. Now, you and I have talked about this way back in 2005, about an hour ago. I went back over some of the archives of our first interviews back in 2005. And we talked about this, destruction of the nation-state republics, and this is exactly what we're seeing right now. This is the old Venetian game and having your adversary go so far in debt to you that you control the adversary. And of course, the banks themselves are buying debt, which is worthless. But many of these banks are not intended to survive. Now, if you take the oligarchy at its word, the empire says that they want to reduce the population to 1 billion people on this planet. Again, something that you've been talking about in a lot of your videos over the last few years, which means that huge sections of the banking system in the United States, in Canada, and in Europe, huge sections of national economies, huge sections of the population, they are going to go. So this system is never coming back. And this is what the bailout really is. In trying to save this money, which is really virtual money, it does not exist. The debt
and Daniel,
never
I want to point out, this is exactly what you said in 2006 when I interviewed you for Endgame. You have Bilderberg sources, and this is exactly what they're doing. It's eugenics. This is the controlled implosion where they pose as saviors and then say we've got to get rid of everybody's liberties to keep things together, and it's a designed, controlled implosion. How do we fight back against this? I mean, clearly we are gaining ground on... Yeah.
Well, something, again, going back to Glass-Steagall, something that Lyndon LaRouche and his people have been promoting for a very, very long time, that clear separation between what are commercial banks and investment banks. And this is, again, this is the only way to go. That there's a system in Europe, okay, it's called a monetary system, which is worthless, which is based on the Venetian fundy system going back to the 13th and the 14th century. We don't want that in the United States. We want a credit system, which is exactly what we had going back to Hamilton, and this is exactly what we have to get back in the United States. And this whole movement, again, in America, is being led by Lyndon LaRouche. And thanks to you, you get Lyndon on your side a lot, and that's a lot of help out there for the people who are trying to fight Bilderberg and fight the system, because, again, we need to educate people. They have to understand why the nation states of the world are being destroyed, why countries are being turned into regions, and why regions are being turned into the world. Not government, but rather one world company, limited, again, something that you and I have talked about a lot over the years, and we see it again in Greece, we're seeing it in Portugal, we're seeing it in Italy, where an unelected official by the name of Mario Monti is now the caretaker prime minister. And of course, all of these people belong to Goldman Sachs, as does the general director of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, who was on television today in Spain talking about how we need basically to deeper cuts in the system, which shall, needless to say, only destroy what little Spain has left of value.
Daniel, again, very well said. We're going to go to break and come back with one more segment with you, but I want to start now. We're seeing unprecedented calls to hand the internet over, quote, to the UN. That just means the banksters. We're seeing Congress told, sit down, shut up, the UN and NATO command the military. World government is now out in the open. This is just an incredible time. Why are they now revealing themselves to such a great extent?
Well, you know, again, they're not doing it as a world government. They're doing it as a one world company limited, because, again, it's just much easier. It's aristocracy of purpose, something you and I have talked about for your Endgame documentary. It's odd. People should go and see that documentary. There's a lot of truth in that. In 2006, I think you put it out. You interviewed me for extensive bits for that documentary. One world company limited, aristocracy of purpose, corporations that have a lot more power than any government on the planet. You can call it UN, you can call it whatever you want, but it's the technocrats running the world.
And they happen to be eugenicists. It's not just like, oh, we've got new owners or some banksters. They want us dead. I mean, cancer at record numbers, autism. They are killing us deader than a hammer. Final segment with Daniel Estulin. I'm out here. WorldNet Daily's covering it. The Washington Times is covering it. We're covering it. DrudgeReport.com is covering it. Daily Mail is covering it. London Guardian, Charlie Skelton.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
All right, we're back live. Now the head cop was ready to come over and talk to me earlier. I was asking him to, so we're going to talk to him during the next break about some of the stuff going on over here. We think we have a provocateur in a mask throwing confetti at cars and trying to start something. Probably a Fed, or probably works for a foundation. But we'll expose them as well. Okay, so we are now all out here. It is Bilderberg 2012. I'll continue live streaming after the show's over in about an hour and a half. And we're going to have a lot of people. Webster Tarpley's here. There's also Adam Kokesh, Mark Dice, Luke Radowski, just countless great patriots. Dan Dix is right here. It's just going to be an amazing 3 days. Our final segment with Daniel Estulin. Daniel, Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory that you were on with the first season and did a great job on. They had Homeland Security shut down one of their episodes, and now it looks like maybe all of them. I'm not at liberty to talk about it yet. I happened to follow in the news what happened with your film. It really was set to be made by that big film company that it was, you know, putting out films and doing great. They killed your film. I mean, it shows that they're afraid of things, or they wouldn't be trying to kill them. They wouldn't be trying to shut us down. I mean, there's got to be a reason they want to censor the web. There's got to be a reason they want to arrest political dissidents. There's got to be a reason they want to beat people up at protest to dissuade this. I mean, these guys are paper tigers. Once you identify them, then they're in trouble. I mean, they've always wanted to be secret because they want to make us think that their presidents and prime ministers are where the buck stops. I mean, do you agree with that statement? Are there cracks forming in the Bilderberg facade?
Yes, I've been thinking about this. You know, the fight is to educate people. Now, you've been doing a lot of that through your videos, but I think people have to understand, to separate a conspiracy theory, you know, from a conspiracy reality. Conspiracies, what a lot of people talk about, what Bilderberg is or is not, and the actual historical Bilderberg, and that will help people understand exactly how to fight them, because again, it's not a one-eyed monster, it's not a Jewish Masonic conspiracy. You know, there's no conspiracy, even though a lot of people, their infantile fantasies see it as such. You know, I don't care, no group of people, no matter how powerful they are, sit around a table in a dark room holding hands, staring at a crystal ball, planning the world's future. Again, there are many people who think that Bilderberg is that. It is not that. It's a very important element of the oligarchical structures of the Cold War period. It is a self-perpetuating system, a virtual spider web of interlocked political, economic, financial, and industry interests. And that in itself, Alex, is a pretty significant factor, because what it means, what it meant, was that it was a vehicle through which private financier oligarchical interests were able to impose their policies on what is nominally sovereign governments. And that's what Bilderberg is, and that's the role they play. And if we take it anywhere beyond that, we're getting into the realm of conspiracy theories. And again, our job is to make sure we get as many people on board as we can. And we've got to speak to the folks in the gallery, the normal people who have a normal 9-to-5 jobs, and these are the people we want on our side. And they have to understand this isn't some crazy stuff, but this is real. It is based and steeped in history going back about 1,000 years. And Webb Carpley knows more about this than anybody else, especially when you're talking about the Venetian black nobility. So he can confirm a lot of these things and give you additional information. But again,
that's a good point. Aaron, will you take the live feed over there and go find Webster Tarpley and bring him over here so that when... bring Tarpley over for a live interview when Daniel leaves in about 8-9 minutes. That's a good idea, Daniel Estelin. Daniel Estelin, again, your books out there, folks just type in Daniel Estelin, and everybody can find your amazing work out there. In the 5-7 minutes we've got left with you, I agree with you that it's not one group looking into a crystal ball. Bilderberg is one of the top syndicate, you know, global crime network oligarch systems where these elites grow big governments to get control of populations and wealth, and then they start imploding those governments and directing that power directly into corporate interests. That's why they've got mercenaries on the streets of America, private drones. They're getting everybody used to this right now, getting everybody prepared for this private corporate takeover that has government power on top of it. There is the occult involved, Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones. I think that's just because elites throughout history get decadent, get weird, get into strange stuff. And I think that's where you get some of the ideas that, you know, it's one, you know, one lizard goblin running everything. But what do you say about the weird fetishes of the elite and the propensity of Tony Blair, Francois Mitterrand, so many others to be into the occult?
Well, you know, a lot of these people are just plain weirdos. Like, you don't have to be a member of the Bilderberg group to be a weirdo. There's a lot of crazy freaks out there. But it's absolutely true. Now, again, if we go back historically to the beginning of Bilderberg, you can actually, you know, make quite a straight line for about 2,000 years back, going from the Roman Empire to the Byzantine Empire to the old Venetian black nobility, starting about the Fourth Crusade around 1204. Then you go into the Martinists, the Synarchists, and then into Bilderberg. In between, you have the Venetian nobility losing their stronghold in the Adriatic and actually switching places, moving to another country. And that's how the English takeover was. You know, old England became the British Empire when it was taken over through the William of Orange, which is again was a Venetian operation. And again, Webb Tarpley knows so much about this. He's a wealth of information. I'll definitely get him to talk about this. But there's just one point I want to touch on before we end today's conversation. You said something about, you know, the destruction of the population, the destruction of the world economy, the reduction of the population to 1 billion. People have to understand, is when we're talking about, because again, the question, it's a very logical question. Why would they want to destroy the world economy? Won't Rockefeller and the Rothschilds and all these other freaks, won't they suffer as well? And the answer is no. You see, progress and development is directly proportional to population density, which means that if you have more progress, more development, more money, more wealth, you have more people on the planet. And they have a small planet, such as our planet Earth, with limited natural resources. If you're a Rockefeller, you don't want 100 billion people on the planet because they simply won't have enough food or water. So for Rockefeller and company to live, you and I, the great unwashed, as they call us, as you know, we have to die one way or another. Which is why, again, we see all these phrases such as zero growth, because again, if you have no growth, no technology, no progress, there's no way you can support a population base of billions of people. And that's why they need to destroy the world's wealth. Not because they will suffer, but because at our expense, they will survive. And that's something that people have to understand. These are key elements which a lot of people who try to follow the movement and get into this, you know, Bilderberg protest or against the Bilderbergers, they don't seem to understand, because these are difficult things to understand, because again, you step into the
mirrors. I agree. In the time we have left here, I want to bring Paul Watson in, who's been patiently waiting in the wings. I'm sure you've got some questions for Daniel Esselin, who's proven repeatedly he has big inside contacts very close to Bilderberg. We'll just leave it at that. Paul Watson from England, tied into this international transmission worldwide. What are your questions for Daniel Esselin before he has to go?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Daniel, we see a kind of shift in the makeup of Bilderberg. We've got all these social networking heads now attending the conference, you know, people like Peter Thiel, and of course representatives of Facebook, LinkedIn, and social networking corporations like that. Does that represent some kind of shift in the makeup of Bilderberg, in that it's not so much Kissinger, Rockefeller, now it's shifting towards the new guard?
Kissinger and Rockefeller, they're still there, but they're old, and hopefully they'll be dead soon. But the point is that it's still a financial element which controls Bilderberg. But the social elements and the social element of control, this networking, these cybernetics, you know, whatever you want to call it, transhumanism, these are key elements of future, because, again, future is not Rockefeller. Future is not Kissinger. Future is technology and how these people who control technology, these giant corporations, and the thousands of people who attend these meetings, how through technology they will be able to control us. And there is no better way to do this than through social networking. And we see it again with Facebook, MySpace, and all these other networks out there. And again, we're just guinea pigs in this giant experiment. So, yes, a very, very good question, Paul.
Well, that's right. The banksters, they're in control through their control of fractional reserve banking. That's the original key to their power and their technology of political control that came out of the Venetian area, as Daniel was just pointing out. But they're obsessed and think the technocracy, and call themselves technocrats, is going to be the key in the future to fully govern and dominate humanity. Daniel, any other key tidbits, or what can we expect in the next few days as you get more from your sources on what Bilderberg is up to?
Well, I can tell you the key points, again, aside from what we talked about earlier, is NATO and Afghanistan. They want to talk about the practical agenda for the alliance. Then, obviously, Iran and Russia are key subjects on the agenda. They want to talk about the economic and the financial threats to the alliance from these two nations, the consequences of war against terror, that's another one of the key points, the influence of domestic issues on American foreign policy. Japan is going to be on the agenda as well, the outlook for Japanese economy, and of course the number one question this morning, which they're discussing, is will Europe survive? The answer is obviously not. And the second point is they'll be talking about this afternoon, the developments in Europe, Europe's exit strategy on hold, question mark. It's not on hold. Europe is being imploded, is being destroyed. We could see it again in Spain. It's happening all over Europe, and obviously, I think, Paul, you will agree, it's also happening in England.
Daniel, in closing, why did Bilderberg want to remain secret? I mean, obviously, that's got to be a big problem for them. They tried this mind game with people and said that Bilderberg didn't exist, this Jedi mind trick, and now that hoax has fallen. And when people start discovering that there's people behind the puppet politicians, that's the beginning of the end. Why did Bilderberg want to remain secret? Just because they're engaged in Logan Act violations? Because they're engaged in buying and selling?
Because, you know, law and order depends on how you look at it, from whose point of view. Bilderberg's point of view, there's no law, it's just order, their order. And the point is that there's a lot of people within the group who actually would prefer this to be an open meeting, such as Davos, for example, because they feel that you will attract a lot less attention. But people such as Henry Kissinger, for example, who are megalomaniacs, they want it to be this private, secret meeting, which is why they, you know, keep harping on keeping it, you know, secret. And a lot of people within the group who are more, I don't know, I think pragmatic, they want it actually to be open, not open to the public or open to the international free media, but certainly have a Davos-like effect. And we'll see exactly what will happen in the next few years, because I think if you and protesters out there keep growing in numbers, they may just have to call it and be and turn into a more open private meeting.
But then politicians that don't want to be known that they're going there will have to admit they're going there, and then they can't have behind closed doors meetings. But we all know at places like Davos, there's the public meetings, there's really the little impromptu side meetings. So overall, on a scale of 1 to 100, Daniel Esselin, from your research, 100 being Bilderberg is flying high, nothing resisting him, and 0 being total defeat of the oligarchs. Where are we on that scale of 1 to 100? I say we're on at about 50 right now. It's a tipping point either way for the future of humanity. What do you say?
Well, you know, I think, you know, things are not going as well as we'd like for them to go, but certainly not as quickly as they want them to go. So, yeah, I think you're right on the money. I think it's about 50-50, but again, it's, you know, the time is against them because, you know, the longer we can withstand the onslaught, the more of us will actually join the movement and wake up to the dangers of these organizations, Bilderberg and others, the Trilateral Commission, Council for Relations, the Circle, you know, et cetera, can actually cause and pose for the world.
I also heard from folks that said they talked to you. I want to confirm it, that you're unable to get into the U.S. now, and that's why you didn't travel here.
I haven't been able to for a couple of years, but, you know, this particular year, this year, I didn't even bother trying. I mean, I might have tried, and they might have said yes or no, but certainly last year I tried and didn't let me in, the year before either. And if you remember, when I actually went to make a documentary, the conspiracy theories of Jesse Ventura, I had to postpone my trip for a couple of days because they wouldn't let me on the plane. That was way back in 2009. It's in my Shadow Masters book. I explained that whole episode.
Yeah, but I mean, I remember talking to Ventura when it was happening, and they canceled the plane that they booked. I mean, this is what's happening. They have no fly list, no gun buy list, no judge, no jury. It's this national security state. It's the opposite of national security. It's total insecurity. The security threat is the globalist taking over our nations and destroying it. It's unbelievable. Daniel Esselin, it was great having you on. Maybe I can get you up in a few weeks in the aftermath
sure.
of Bilderberg.
Let me just ask you a quick question. A lot of people asking me right now, where are you exactly in Chateau, because they want to come and join you.
I am right in front of the Westfields Marriott Hotel, but don't even stop your car for a minute to be dropped off, or the police will write you tickets. It's shameful that they would be trying to white glove inspect everybody, and you've got to park at a nearby park about a mile away to get here.
What time is the big protest tomorrow? Because I want to put it all on my webpage.
We're going to try to concentrate everybody so they can get off work 7 o'clock on Friday and 7 o'clock on Saturday in the evening so everybody has a chance to get here from all over the country. But we're going to be protesting tomorrow live down here during my radio show from noon to 3 Eastern. I'm going to be out here tonight as well. But we're going to try to focus it all Friday night, 7 o'clock, and Saturday night, 7 o'clock. The itinerary is up at Infowars.com. So is the list, which they didn't put out in the past. Now they're starting to put it out, the official Bilderberg attendee list. That doesn't mean everybody's on it. Hey, by the way, Daniel, I just keep asking you questions, but we're about to go to break. Are there anybody on the list that isn't on the list? I mean, you always say that, hey, there'll be people who are there that aren't on the list, and I've been there with you at Bilderberg with long lenses documenting that there are always people there who aren't on the list, and that's usually the most important people to know.
I don't have that information yet because, again, it's still morning in the United States, and my sources haven't gotten back to me because I'm in Spain. But as soon as I do, I'll certainly let you know.
All right. Thank you so much. Give out your website one more time.
It's danielesselin.com, www.danielesselin.com. Please give my best to Wes Tarpley. You know, I admire his work, and obviously, needless to say, everything he does is great.
All right. Thank you. You too. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon, Daniel.
You take care of yourself. We'll be in touch soon.
Thank you. Again, there goes Daniel Esselin from Spain. We are in Virginia in front of the Bilderberg event. They have been arriving, but more are about to arrive. They really start arriving hot and heavy around 2, 3 o'clock. That's in the next hour or so. We are here live. I tell you, I'm not here live, but it's torture because all these great listeners come over and want to shake my hand or talk to me, and I'm like, I'm live on the radio, and it feels like I'm rebuffing them. That's terrible, but there are so many good people here. Looks like there's more than 200 people here now. More folks are arriving. Extremely excited. exciting. Paul Watson, give me your thoughts on what's happening.
Well, it's just amazing, again, the lack of press coverage. I mean, we had Washington Times this morning. We've had a Huffington Post report, but that's it for today. And this, you know, this is the heads of Airbus, HSBC, major banks, John Kerry, Huntsman, you know, former presidential candidates, EU heads, NATO heads.
What about Ron Johnson?
There's nothing.
Senator Ron Johnson on the list?
In their backyard, absolutely nothing, because the
Senator Ron Johnson on the list
is there. So again, almost complete media blockade on the Bilderberg Group, apart from a few news outlets.
Is Senator Ron Johnson on the list?
I will check that right now.
Because there's going to be like 30, 40, 50 people that are not on the list that are in there. So that's important. My little bird told me he's in there. And
not on the list. James A. Johnson is, but there's no Ron Johnson.
Hey, what did the head cop say his name was? Randy? I forget what he said. I said it on air. I was streaming then. Oh, it doesn't matter. We're going to go to break here in a minute.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Again, we're live here on the air. A lot of great people out here right now. Later, we're going to get Tarpley on with us. We're going to have Dew in studio to give us his take on what's happening. All the boil downs of this condensed on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. We'll probably be doing some live pop-ins on the Nightly News. Again, it's live sometimes. Usually, we tape it right beforehand, but we're going to have some tape packages and some live pop-ins tonight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. I'm Alex Jones reporting for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv from Virginia in the heart of the military-industrial complex. Riding shotgun is Paul Watson, and we'll also try to take some calls coming up in the next hour, maybe from people that are out here on the scene so they can get involved on air with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains an all-natural ingredient that will safely boost your testosterone. You need healthy levels of testosterone to have a good mood and a positive energetic mind. Call now and you'll receive a free bottle of T-Gen with your order. 1-800-577-8644. 1-800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. So don't wait. Call now. Call 1-800-577-8644. That's 1-800-577-8644.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561. 1-800-493-7561.
We're live at Bilderberg 2012, and I'm right here on the property line with the Westfields Marriott. And Lee Norfolk, who looks like he's in charge around here, he just says he's the senior police officer, or what'd you call it?
Master police officer.
Master police officer. You were nice enough to actually talk to us, the commoner slaves, 4 years ago. Seems like 5 minutes ago, and we're here, we're back.
I know, I went pretty quick.
Isn't it kind of deja vu how 4 years goes by?
Absolutely.
So tell us what's going on here. I see you're with the SWAT team.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to keep us safe?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you aware of who's meeting here in the hotel?
Yes, I am. I listen to your show.
You listen to the show, too?
Absolutely.
Wow, I ran into some other guys that listen to the show. I ran into 5 guys who were all really nice yesterday, and, you know, they asked us to go. We left immediately. But I just want to find out who's absolutely there, because I understand you see somebody in the woods peeing on a tree, you got to write them a ticket because that's the law. But, I mean, it looks like they're looking to find people. People are getting dropped off in like 10 seconds they're writing them tickets if they stop. I mean, would you guys normally give somebody a ticket if they stopped when there's not a lot of traffic to let somebody out of the car?
Really?
Okay. Lee's not allowed. Lee's being pulled back into the control system. Uh-oh, Lee's in trouble. He revealed he's a listener. So Lee doesn't like, hey, here's the thing. Lee doesn't like it, I bet, when he saw Mr. Panetta, Leon Panetta, tell him that the UN now runs the U.S. military. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
The guys inside here openly say they run the military and our government. I'm not kidding. It's a violation of the Logan Act. That guy who came over, he must be in charge. Now we're beginning to understand what's really going on here. Uh-oh, he talked to an evil American. Lee got in trouble. That's it, Lee. Oh, my God. Anyways, see, a bunch of these police listen to the show. Were you listening to the show before we were here 4 years ago, or that got you listening? Oh, the outreach program. There you go, folks. I talked to like 5 of the cops the other day. All, like 2 of them were listeners. They were all real nice. But anyways, let's go back over here. That's hilarious. Did you get all that, guys? Did everybody see that? Watson, what do you think of that? That's pretty funny, isn't it?
It's pretty funny how some of them will talk to you and others just treat you like absolute scum, yeah. One thing I thought
was
Mitch Daniels,
the ran out of the
Indiana,
bushes.
And he's endorsed Romney, and there's been speculation that Mitch Daniels could be Romney's VP, so because we had Edwards groomed back in 2004, so could Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels be Romney's running mate, having been groomed by Bilderberg, because he's right there in attendance now, according to the official list.
I see something that's incredibly beautiful right here. It's my fellow Americans and my fellow humans of every race, color, creed, religion, united in liberty. Yeah! Freedom! The answer to 1984 is 1776. Yeah! The New World Order's going down. They're running scared. They know humanity is waking up to them and identifying the globalists. And the beginning of the sleeping giant awakening has begun. We will restore our republic. We will restore the United States as a beacon of liberty and truth, not a dark mountain of evil projecting corruption worldwide. The Bilderberg criminals think that they run this country. They think they run our Congress. They are the enemy, and they are criminal scum! Yeah. Folks, we're broadcasting live on the radio right now. I want to hear everybody right now. The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to 1984
is 1776.
1776 worldwide!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.